Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. State election officials appeared in federal court today asking a judge to toss out a lawsuit challenging the way Georgia elections are run. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on the case in Atlanta.
The lawsuit was filed just weeks after Republican Brian Kemp narrowly defeated Democrat Stacey Abrams in Georgia's gubernatorial election. Abrams founded Fair Fight Action. The lawsuit accuses the state of mismanaging the 2018 election and seeks substantial reforms. It also asks that Georgia be required to get approval by a federal judge before changing voting rules. The state says it's not responsible for issues with the election since local boards handle voting precincts. Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation earlier this month that authorizes a new voting system and reforms some election practices. Fair Fight says the changes don't go far enough. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
After Georgia Supreme Court Justice Robert Benham announced he'd retire at the end of his current term, the race to fill his seat already has candidates. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
Benham has served as a judge on the state's highest court since 1989, when he became its first African-American member. Just days after announcing his plans to retire in 2020, two candidates have come forward to replace him on the bench. Appeals Court Judge Sarah Doyle and former U.S. Congressman John Barrow have both announced campaigns. Barrow, a Democrat, was also last year's runner-up for Georgia Secretary of State. Former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans will chair his campaign and told GPB's Political Rewind he's a good candidate.
John Barrow has a huge heart for public service. He's extremely smart. He's thoughtful. And he's known to be a moderate. I think this is exactly what the Supreme Court needs.
Voters will select a new justice in the nonpartisan election on May 19, 2020. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
And federal officials are now considering new recommendations to protect right whales. Georgia wildlife officials say at least 16 whales need to be born each year to keep the population stable. Only 7 right whale calves have been spotted this year during the calving season off Georgia and Florida's coasts. A team from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recommends reducing the use of certain lobster fishing traps and lines that whales can get caught in. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.